Well, good morning. It's Sunday, December 27th, 2020. This is our last time together for this year.
God bless you.
We don't know about where you were on Christmas morning, but in North Liberty, we woke up to a beautiful white Christmas. Not sure how many inches of snow we ended up with, but it was too much for Larry's snow thrower, that's for sure. A neighbor came and plowed us out with a tractor, so... But today, Larry and I are here at home. We're sitting in front of our fireplace as we are tuning in to tell you about our loosely laid theme and plans for 2021. You know, so many people say that 2020, they can't wait for it to get over. It was a horrible year. But honestly, we do have to remember that whatever we sowed this year in love, we have rewards. So we're thankful in all things. We began the teachings in 2020 with the idea of building upon our biblical expectations that we would enjoy a prosperous journey throughout this year. Our prayer was to help us all. And you know, we are always included in that all. Our prayer was to help us all to enrich our personal fellowship with our Heavenly Father.
Every day, Connie and I are thankful to God for the privilege we treasure to spend so much of our day together working the Word. We prayerfully contemplate how to best provide you with the inspiration and encouragement that we all need, so our lives continue to become more Christ-like until He returns. That's the patient waiting for Christ. Mm-hmm. We are in our 70s. We have our own physical aches and pains, but we have never felt more spiritually alive and well. So we are thinking, for those of you who follow the teachings and contemplating their worth in your heart, that you might be feeling the same as us. Praise God.
We also give thanks to God for the Holy Spirit directing your generous hearts to prayerfully and financially support the spiritual goals that we are working on. Our goals are set with God's beloved ones in mind. We are grateful for your loving free will gifts of prayer and of finances that God has worked in your hearts, and we give you a big thank you so much. Now here we are, poised at the door, assured and confident in Christ to greet this coming year of 2021, and we love telling you that
we are excited. 1 Corinthians 12:13 tells us, it gives us this information about the Spirit of God in us. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body, whether we be Jews, Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spiritual drink. Our desire is for those in the body of Christ who receive our teachings to be spiritually awake to the presence of and the divinely alert to the workings of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. And we pray for many others who teach the wisdom of God, for His power to be energized to building toward the one body of Christ, the church.
Even though I have often said in teachings, we do not have a personal agenda, I was really referring to some kind of negative, subversive agenda. Actually, we do have a very personal agenda, and that is for God to work within us week by week to sort of tee up His Word as it is pertinent to the needs that week, praying for His whole in one in someone's heart. And last year, it was our prayer to reach hearts with who we are in Christ, first in our fellowship with God, and secondly, in our fellowship with each other, that our joy would be full.
In 2021, we'll continue along these lines, counting God faithful for new insights and fresh inspiration. Connie and I are continuously amazed at God's merciful graciousness and love to bring truth to our attention. Our best thinking is to look into who we are in Christ from the vantage point of Christ in us. Sons of God have Christ in them, the hope of glory. We often visualize that we walk in his steps, say what he would say, and look outside ourselves. We'd like to visualize what his presence is within us. Colossians 1:26 and 27, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is Christ in us, building upon the many teachings throughout 2020, how powerful our lives can be living the reality that he is in us. We continue desiring fellowship with our Father, and we grow in our love for others and treasure fellowship among the brethren. We want the eyes of our understanding to be lit up with the reality of the mystery, verse 26 tells us, is manifest to his saints. Let's look into the riches of the glory. And how about 1 John 4:4? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is how we want to live this year. We want to be so aware of the greater is he that is in us that we don't even give any regard to he that is in the world. This is how Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And Philippians 1:6 tells us how long, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Another of our prayers for 2020 was for us to enjoy a prosperous journey according to 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So we want to continue eating and digesting so that our souls prosper, focusing on those things we should do. John 8:29 tells us, and he that sent me, the Father, hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Jesus always did those things that pleased his Father. The spirit of that Jesus is now in us. Romans 8:1 tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This year, we will revisit these verses, and we are thanking God for his understanding to flood our hearts and our souls with direction and inspiration toward these very same truths.
From what we have recently worked on prayer, we see that our prayers for ourselves and for one another should include prayers for our understanding, and maybe that should even be the bulk of our prayer. In Ephesians chapter 1, here is how Paul prayed, and in verse 12 we'll begin, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. As the eyes of our understanding is enlightened, his enlightenment will affect everything we have known. We'll watch it come to pass as the year unfolds. It will affect fresh new understanding, another layer of teaching. It will affect how we think, how we live, how we speak, how we tell others about Christ. As the year progresses, we will awaken more and more to the riches of his glory and to the exceeding greatness of his power. In verse 19, it talks about that power. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Well, that's what we have for today. We don't have the year mapped out. We never do. But we know God will direct our paths and lead us in his way. We pray for you, and you pray for us. We all pray for each other, for our spiritual understanding to be enlightened. Our expectations should be astonishing, looking forward to 2021 with thanksgiving and high expectation of how God in Christ in us will impact our lives moving forward.
Happy New Year. We love you.
God bless.